Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Stephanie Chorji. Tune in. We'll be speaking about Chapter 64.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Sorry about that intro, y'all. Hello, AfterBuzzers. You're watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Stephanie Chorji. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Chorji. But before we get started, go ahead and subscribe to our page below. Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud. Give us comments. Let us know what you think. Tonight, I will be hosting with the very lovely two.
Hi.
To my left.
Hi. Hi, I'm Francesca. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA.
I didn't
come from home, so.
And I'm Natalie Tavidian, everybody. You can find me everywhere at Natalie Tavidian, and that's Natalie with a Y.
In the background, we have Juan is playing, my fellow Colombian brother.
I like it.
He was the good song when they were getting married, which was really lovely. Tonight's episode was kind of crazy. It was actually really good. Unfortunately, I have to say, I didn't like the ending. I was not disappointed, but I just was expecting something else.
She's on the line.
Wait.
Hello?
Hey.
Francesca's on the line.
What's up?
Oh, I thought I heard you. I was like, do I hear her? When you were talking.
With us.
Yeah, I was here the whole time.
Hello.
She's with us.
So we have Francesca joining us via Skype.
I couldn't miss the season finale, y'all.
Yeah. So tonight was crazy. Let's start with the good and end with the bad. It was the perfect storm. Mm-hmm. Tonight was really focused on Rogelio and Xiomara and their love and them finally getting married and them understanding and really committing to each other. However, Jane went through
a lot of emotions tonight.
So did everyone, but now we're kind of left scared because the Twisted Sisters got together, aka Aneshka and Luisa. So we'll see what happens. But
I never saw that coming.
Me neither.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. But it was beautiful to see Rogelio and Xiomara. They almost didn't get married today because there was a storm in Miami. And we also find out that Darcy is 7 months pregnant with Rogelio's daughter.
I know.
I was so mad.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, why'd she have to go and do that?
Well, no, because they were... It was the...
They were having hate sex.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. But I thought she had frozen all her eggs.
Right.
Okay,
I thought her eggs were in the freezer, you said. I thought they were all in the freezer. Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Zamora handled it so well, though.
She needed that. It's funny because it was the theme of their own.
Yeah, it was like they keep, you know, wanting to be together, but something always happens and something keeps tearing them apart. And then here comes Darcy pregnant one day before their wedding with her future husband's baby. And so I love the scene where she was just like, I'm going to marry you.
Yeah. Well, because she felt defensive at that moment. She's like, first of all, I'm not going to say anything, but thank you to Darcy, they're getting married. Because Darcy's like, you're nobody to him. I don't have to listen to you.
Yeah,
like,
I heard you're not even getting married.
And Xiomara was like, oh, I'm somebody.
Right.
And then she's like,
This
is happening. Yes, of course, I'm going to be a part of your life, and I'm going to support anything you do, and I'm not going to let anybody hurt you.
And we'll deal with the situation eventually.
Exactly.
That's, you know, through good times, bad times, you have to be that commitment and strength. And like everything said this whole episode, they just keep choosing to be with each other. So, and what show is this? I choose you.
Grey's Anatomy.
I mean, but I really love that moment because it just really shows that I'm going to stand up for who I love and what I love, and I'm not going to allow anything to get in the way, because I think it also was a jab at, like, there's all these things throughout all this time that have gotten in the way. That was the moment that Xiomara realized, I'm not going to let anything get in the way this time. Like, this is it forever.
Yeah. It's like what they say when people talk about how...
Twerk.
When they talk about how... when they want to have
sex. All right. You from New York now?
I don't know. She said twerk. Apparently, I said twerk. Here's a quarter. Go down in the corner. Buy yourself some coffee and water. How's your daughter? Your hair's looking blonde. No, but I was going to say that... actually, I forgot. I distracted myself.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Or I didn't distract me. You did, girl. Oh, right. That when people always like to talk about how, you know, I'm actually waiting for a better time to have children. I'm waiting for a better time to get married. I'm waiting for a better time to start going to school again. There's never a better time.
Or a perfect time.
There's never a perfect time. There's never going to be a perfect time.
My dad's taught me about relationships. He's like, they just happen. And it's never going to be a perfect time. It's never going to be a perfect time to have kids. It's never going to be the perfect time to find love. You're always going to wish, oh, let me handle my finances. Let me graduate. Let me do this. Let me do that. And then it's like, the years just keep going by, and it's never the perfect time.
My friend was reading a book and shared a passage. I don't remember it word for word, but it said something about people that are always waiting for the right moment are actually just scared.
Of course.
And, you know, have fear and also are kind of lazy because you just do. You just make do. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, there's things and that, you know, different situations are different, but there's never a perfect time. You just do. And especially for them in a relationship, how many times are you going to go back and forth? Like, either you're making the commitment or you guys are just, you know, this isn't us. We're just doing this to do this. But they were, you know, they really wanted to be together.
Right. And it circles back to what we said last week about being present. If you were to be present and if you're aware of what's happening around you and you kind of seize the moment, then, you know, so be it, do it. People swear like they can control time, so that's unfortunate. But it's really nice that Jane finally gets the hint at the end, and it's so good to see, it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen, and then it finally happens. And it really was a beautiful ceremony. And
it was.
All of Alba's moments tonight were incredible.
Yes.
Her moment with Michael, her moment with Xiomara, her moment with Jane.
Yeah.
It was so cute to see her with Jane. I mean, with Michael.
Michael, I know.
Because remember when they did have the wedding and he recited the vows, we were like, oh, my God. And just to see how
we
cute
saw the
that,
background of like, yeah, the training that and teaching
she
him.
Was helping him. And the whole thing with the letter, yeah, that was really cute. And the best part had to be when she yells at Xiomara, like, I'm yelling at you because I don't want you to cry, but I love you.
But you know what? I loved it so much, but it was as if Alba couldn't control it. Because as much as she loves Jane and everything else, Xiomara's her daughter.
Yeah.
You know, like, she went through the most with her. She's lived with her entire life. Her daughter's 40 years old. She ain't left the house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's... they definitely been through a lot. And so it was just, it was so emotional just to see her. Like, I love you so much. And especially because her husband, Simon is a product of her and her husband.
Right.
So not having him there and then mentioning him is...
how proud he would be to be there.
I remember at my sister's wedding, in my speech, I mentioned my abuelita Camelia, who had just passed that same year, but a couple months before. And that got everybody. Because it's true. Like, you just... it's one of those moments like, they were almost going to be here and they would have loved it. And exactly what they would have said. So that was crazy. And then another supporter of the marriage, little Mr. Sweetface.
Oh, he was so cute this episode. I love Mateo. Him. I love when he was running back and forth with the makeup
so
between
cute.
His grandparents.
Yeah.
And him making excuses for Jane. She really wants
to be
here. She's short-term memory
loss. She suffers from short-term memory loss.
No, that's Dory. We've been watching that for the last 3 days.
I loved it.
I feel like Mateo is like, he's the real MVP, although, you know, Michael is the real MVP too with the letter. But I just feel like Michael and Mateo are so like a part of who Jane is, and they know her so well, even though he's a child.
Yeah, of
but
course.
It's just like he knows his mom in a way that they just know the right things to say. And Michael always knew when he was alive the right thing to say to her. He was the person that always calmed her down. So it was like these two people were the perfect MVPs for Jane for saving the day, I feel, in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so sad in this episode because Jane doesn't believe in destiny and there is so much Michael in there.
It's funny that she says that considering, like, being a religious person, you would think that if not destiny, at least faith in your destiny. But I don't know. That was really nice. I do love how Mateo is, especially because it's sad and sweet the way children really do want to see their parents together and their mm-hmm. family together. Like, oh, family dance. Yeah. Like, let's just be together. Let it be just us. Yeah. So that was really sweet. And unfortunately, actually, we didn't see the twins tonight. I wonder where Petra's daughters were.
Not at the wedding. I mean,
I don't know. But anywhere. Yeah,
out in the hurricane. Ugh.
So now the other issue here is the love triangle, kind of.
It's so awkward. I can't.
Jane and Raph's moment in the beginning and in the end, they're both hugs.
Yeah.
Like, they just are so stinking cute together.
They are.
I agree with you too because of this episode. Those hugs were just so heartfelt.
They were so heartfelt. She, like, he really holds her and she really, like, nuzzles in
and
there.
And the moment in the bus was just beautiful when he looked up and saw her name. What was it called that she's writing? And he said, look, it's fate. Yeah. And then if you noticed, Michael's letter had the same sort of theme about them fighting to be together. The Which same theme as Zamora and Rogelio. And then the same theme that came to her mind when she said, no, this isn't destiny. This is, we fought through the storm. We've been through ups. We've been through downs. She looked at destiny as, no, if this was meant to be, then it would have been easy. I fought to become that writer. I fought for my name to be up on that bus. I used to sit here on this bus writing and daydreaming about this moment. Mm-hmm. And it was so sweet that he pointed it out for her.
Yeah.
While they were sitting there together.
So, I know.
I mean, the triangle's just been trialing, all the time.
I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah. It's so awkward. And also because I just don't know how to feel about Petra wanting him because every time she says, no, I don't want to go through this again, it was like, yeah, but before that happened, you were going to leave him.
Yeah.
Had homeboy not, like, fallen to his death.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, but how much did you? You were just circling back because she got pregnant and you did it. And that's when all of her sentiments came back. That's when she started thinking about when she first was pregnant with him and when she had her miscarriage, when they went through the cancer. Like, that all was rebuilt. So, I don't know. That was kind of weird.
See, that's the one thing that was kind of weird is that, you know, you can fight to be with someone, but then when do you know when this is not meant to be?
And that's kind of fighting too much to be
right. And that's what I think kind of Petra, that at least what they kind of portrayed Petra and Raphael is like, because they even talked about that. That's why they didn't want to get back together, because they do this, they do that. But like the whole show tonight was about choice, you know, making the fight and choice.
Choosing each other.
And, you know, with them, they chose each other and they're just like letting things get in the way. So, but should they choose each other again? Like, how long does this
I don't even think it was so much about the fighting. It was specifically what Petra said when she went, that's why I didn't want to do this, because like then you miss them again. But the whole reason why she shouldn't and why she really doesn't want to be with Raph is saying, I don't want to think about if I'm second. You don't want to go through that. I always think about a past relationship that I was in and how I said, no, I will never be with you again, because I'll always think you're doing something with somebody. I'll always think that because I know how that person is.
That's not right. That's not but falling into place.
That's not falling. You're scared all the time. You're not happy. Mm-hmm. And let's say that person was doing nothing. Whatever happened to make you do that, that's when it was ruined. And it's too bad. It's too little, too late.
Can I just say poor Chuck?
But I want to say...
No, I was like, what?
I'm sorry, ladies. But I want to go back to what Francesca said about the fighting, though. But when do you... For me, it's like... Are you fighting too hard? Are you trying too hard to make a puzzle piece fit? And then when I feel like Raph kind of didn't fight for Petra, like, although, Petra has been wrong for a long time, you know, when he walked in on her and Chuck, I just feel like he kind of just let the breakup happen. And I feel like they have gone through so much. And Petra has, you know, forgiven him for a lot as well. It's just like, the fact that he gave up so easy is like, maybe the fight isn't in him for that. Maybe you aren't really meant to be. Because it's like, I'm sorry, but I want you to fight for me. Like,
yeah. Well, that's the thing, though.
If you're not willing to fight for me, then maybe you don't love me.
And he didn't.
And that's what she said. That's what's crazy. Because I'm not going to lie, and I hate to bring personal life up, that was literally what was my last thing for me. Yeah. I didn't say anything, which is one of those things where it's like, you know, they're not supposed to know what's in your head. That's the problem with girls, is that we all think that they know what we're thinking. But I remember...
No, they're supposed to know what's in your head.
A little bit, right? No, but I remember asking a specific question and hoping that he, even angry, would say, yeah, we're going to go and this, this, and that. Mm-hmm. Said some stupid ass shit, excuse me. And I was like, oh my God, okay, that's it.
It doesn't feel like a puzzle.
But you know what I was just thinking right now? Because I've had those moments too. But I've always known the answer. And so you're asking these questions because or you're you expecting because you know that they're not going to do it and you just want them to. But you already know.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Your gut always tells you. And that's the thing. Petra's gut has always told her that it's binging.
Yeah.
But she wants it so bad to be her.
Yeah, of course. And I feel bad because at the end of the day, It's not that their loving isn't there, and for her it's definitely comfort. At this point, Raf is her only longest in this world. You know, it truly is her only family, in addition to Jane. And it just hurts because it's, like I said, it's just because it's in front of your face and you guys both had the same, they both had the same thing at the same time.
Right. You think she'll be into it next season when she finds out he lost everything?
Petra to him? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's part Petra's though now. It's just not his. So Luisa sharing with Petra.
With Petra.
Because Petra actually has it. So she's good no matter what, I'm pretty sure.
Don't you guys feel bad for Chuck at all?
I do. I want to go to Chuck.
Of course.
Chuck, no, I want to talk to Chuck. I want to say,
flowers, well, everything.
How do you feel about it? Because remember from the beginning when Chuck came around, I was like, yes, this works.
Yeah.
But you know, so it's like perfect. It's like, I always think it's like you like someone, but they don't like you and they like someone else. And that's like, Chuck likes Petra, but Petra really wants Raf. And it's just this, like, endless, like...
It is. And it's weird because why is Chuck saying... But I think it's just people knowing, like, oh, it's me wanting Harry Styles. 70 ain't gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I have something wonderful next to me. And that person's like, I get it. It looks nice. The idea's great.
Right.
Yeah. But that's not where your heart is.
Yeah.
I know you. You want to be with me. But that's some sort of confidence that Chuck has.
Right.
So, I don't know. It sucks because he's right. But then look at Petra. She went right out to that dog after she answered Raf's text right away.
Raf, quotation marks.
Right. I don't know. Hopefully Chuck stays around because, well, like I've said from the beginning, he knows how to hold her down.
Yeah.
And he's...
And she needs that. He's fighting and for her. And I hope she eventually sees that because I see them being very, very well, working very well together.
Yeah. Ditto.
But I love, my favorite line is like Chuck saying, you'll always be my first choice.
Yep.
You don't want to feel like second. And I was just like...
You'll always
and
be
that's
first.
What she keeps feeling like.
But my thing with Chuck is that, are you Petra's first? Like, he just is certain, right? He just knows. He's like, I'm actually Petra's first also, but she just doesn't know it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he's just fighting for her, you know?
Dios mío.
He's being a man.
I don't know.
Chuck is such a man.
Now, Luisa is a dumb... B-I-T-C-H.
I've been giving her the benefit of the doubt this whole time. I've been like, hey, she's just in love with the wrong person.
No, but that has always been the issue. But it's just like, oh, man, come on. Okay, calm down. Get it together. You know, she's like a little effing puppy that's all over the place. Like, I've never seen one scene or episode where she actually chills and doesn't go on a random tangent.
She's so easily influenced. So she changes her mind like
that. Someone needs to smoke her ass out so she can calm down. Mm-hmm. Because she always seems like she's on an upper. Like, girl, did you just do a line of coke in the bathroom? Because why are you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know. But we'll see. And now
I did slightly feel a tinge of sadness for her just for a moment because Raphael.
She loves Raf. She does love him.
Yeah, because even though they aren't blood, like.
That's her brother.
That's her brother. They grew up together. They've been together. I know she's crazy. And he knows that she's crazy. You know, she was with Rose and helped. Not necessarily, but, you know, by, what's it called? Accomplice. You know what I mean?
Guilty by association.
Association, right. You know, like, he's all she has, too. And, you know, of course he's upset and mad, but, like.
But the thing is that he even said, you ran off with the woman who killed our father and kidnapped my son.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's how dare you? And she,
that's in the past.
She got you again.
Yeah.
Dumb. But you're with somebody that's done these horrific things.
That's the only thing that bothers me, though, too, is because the only time she does seem a little normal is when she's with Rose.
Yeah.
But that's because
they're both crazy.
They are both crazy. And also, Luisa's selfish in a way that the only thing she cares about is being happy herself.
Oh, my God, you guys, we finally found out who killed Scott.
The other Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Did you notice that? That was in the background.
Oh, I didn't. That's funny.
Yeah. They had them choosing, just the instrumental. Yeah.
Them choosing that song was hilarious and epic.
I didn't even notice. So
yeah.
But that sucks about...
I wanted to say, though, that I think Raf should have been a little bit smarter than to yell at Luisa like that, because she is crazy and she snappy. Has been with a, you know, Rose, and you know, where's she gonna go? What she's gonna do? She's not just gonna go away so easily, you know.
She has immunity, but at the same time, like, once like shit goes down, and hopefully, I'm pretty sure that Petra does have like a percentage of the property. Mm-hmm. He's gonna have to say, okay, but she knew about all of this. She was with this woman, and this is my sister, and the person that she was covering is the same person that kidnapped her nephew and killed her father.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're nuts.
You can't have a share.
And it's selfish, because all she wants is just to love. Like, God, women are so pathetic sometimes. I'm sorry. Men too, but just in regards to stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Anyways,
do you think Aneska would shoot Petra?
She paralyzed her.
We'll have another.
She paralyzed her, and now that she knows that Scott was killed, so
at this point, I don't put nothing past Aneska. Exactly. Straight up.
Yeah, she's crazy. I mean, and they don't know. They really, because they don't know who killed Eileen. I mean, who killed Scott? Only Rose.
Only Rose's hypothesis. Even though the narrator said that this would happen, but.
And the fact that Petra, though, was conniving enough to take Aneska's phone, text Scott as if she was her, fake this whole fight, and get Scott and her to separate to get her out of the country, that in itself makes you look super suspect.
Yeah.
So as a sister or not, even if you didn't kill Scott, you still did something really trifling to take me not only away from the man that I love, but to get me out of the country. And you're supposed to be my sister.
But what you mean? She's supposed to be her sister, but she got her paralyzed and listened to her mom. She wasn't even
in
this country.
You know what I love, though? On the bright side, Aneska has a tattoo on her forehead that says, not Petra.
Petra, that's true. You're right.
I forgot about that.
So she can't pull that again.
Yeah. Damn, that's right. That's so funny. That reminded me of Inglourious Basterds when they put Nazi signs on everyone.
Oh shit, I remember that.
Yeah, they on their forehead too. No, but that's a double stand. It's the same thing. That's the problem and the issue with that within the sisters, Franceli, because same difference, you know. Like Aneska came out of nowhere or was summoned by Magda just to get Petra back,
right? Yeah.
And so, I mean, Petra saying sister with bad heart, like. Okay, you crazy, dumb girl. What do you mean? You don't remember what you did to your sister?
But I think the reason why Petra was more forgiving the first time around is because Petra has succumbed to the manipulation of her mom. And Petra has done a lot of evil things because of her mom's power over her. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the first time around, she feels like, well, you know, Aneska was under my mother's force. And I can understand because I've been under that same force, too.
Kind
that's
of.
Probably why she was more.
But it was. But it was also months. Lover was killed. Like, how did the guilt not sink in? How it was like it was so many months of Petra watching, in addition to having to watch her sister have sex in front of her.
Aww.
Like, come on! Ooh. Even if you were under your mother's spell, go to the other room.
Yeah.
Go to the other room. Like, come on, get out. I don't know. It's a hot mess. It's all over the place. But like you said, I don't put anything past her either. So.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but we still have a little bit more to talk about, some good stuff. So that whole mess is happening. We do see the chemistry between Jane and Raf, and we find out that Jane is starting to have feelings for Raf again. Her heart is glowing. She feels at home. Mm-hmm. But Adam got to show up. I don't know why he has to show up. Anyways, but what I cannot believe is that Adam's the one that found Michael's letter.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy. Well, he lived in that same house? How did that happen?
Something about the landlord speaking to somebody. He said the previous tenant.
Yeah.
So there must have been a tenant in between Mike. Oh, right, because that was years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 years ago. That's right. I forget about that, too. I don't know, like...
By the way, wait, pause. Francelli, did you see who that boy was?
Yes. Wasn't it the guy y'all were talking about from the other show?
No. The Jennifer Lopez's son and the wedding planner. I mean, not the wedding planner. Made in Manhattan.
Made in Manhattan. He's such a cutie.
Do you remember Made in Manhattan?
Oh, yeah.
The little boy.
That is interesting.
It's the son.
Yeah.
He's an adult now.
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, I didn't put those two together.
Yeah. But anyways, that was so crazy. Adam?
Well, no, like, while she's reading the letter, like, it was, like, building up, and we're like, oh, and all of a sudden it was just, yeah. like, and it just literally the moment completely just died for me. Like, any,
me too.
Like, I know they were
it
building
got
up.
So interrupted. Blue
they
balls.
Were building it, they were building it up to be, like, fate, and Adam is fate, and finding the letter, and blah, 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 Adam, you know, but it just, like, it went, like, and then,
yeah.
to me, it just, like.
It went extra to be continued, like, oh, I don't know. I'm sorry? They didn't, I didn't even feel it. I couldn't even miss
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I didn't feel it.
I didn't
it.
Get anywhere.
I didn't feel anything.
I think we were feeling all this chemistry for...
From everything else in the episode. Yeah, and they literally and made suddenly, it a new show at the end.
Yeah.
Great.
Damn, I don't know.
Wait, Steven, can we have up the live chat pretty please?
I still can't believe my intro for this episode. Sorry, y'all.
You still can't believe what?
My intro for this episode.
Oh.
It's because Steven is in the booth, y'all. Follow him at Steven Lemieux.
Let's see.
I was going to say that as much as, like, I want Raph and Jane to be together, ultimately, if they made that happen at the end of the season, then what the frick were they going to do for season four? So they have, like...
Right, you have to throw something else in the mix.
An impossible obstacle. Yeah, like...
Like a nice right. boy who is her first love
yeah,
that we're not going to be yeah. able to hate.
As much as, like, I really don't care.
You'll watch me.
Like,
you don't watch me. That's not rough.
About her and Adam. Like, I really don't care.
Well, neither do I, but I'm just wondering if it's one of those things where, no, they'll get together at the series finale. You know? Like, yeah. they're not ready for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But it's like, come on, let us see them yeah, live together. Like, I just want to see that. But I understand because it's like, we're...
Right, you
can't we live for that built up. We live to see them get back together. Because,
right.
like, in Dawson's Creek,
like,
chose someone,
I was
who cares?
Say, or Ross and Rachel from yeah. Friends. Like, are they going to pull a Ross and Rachel? We're going to wait till the very end.
What happened at the very end of Friends? Did they get together?
I don't remember.
I thought they just.
Yeah.
Oh, that word? That's what's up?
Yeah, Ross and Rachel end together, but at the very end, like mm-hmm. season 10 or 11, whenever it was that they ended.
Yeah.
It took 10
Tyler,
years for them to...
I know, yeah. right? Damn, that's actually... for the sake of the show, it was like the 10 years. That's what's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Tyler Posey is the name of the actor who plays Adam in the show. You can
yeah.
find him on Made in Manhattan with Jennifer Lopez.
And he's yeah. on Teen Wolf. That's what
he is. He's and he's been doing... Yeah, because I've seen him on like Choice Awards and stuff like that. So he is in his body.
I just yeah like really what could they do? They can't keep it. I mean, the triangle's gonna keep triangulating.
I just want to
I mean?
See
but like yeah
what Luisa's black heart's gonna do and what Aneshka's gonna do.
I think next season we'll see a lot more of like the evil and the fighting and
what
the
would you
the...
guys do if she did kill Aneshka? I mean, she did kill Petra. What if they killed Petra?
No,
be terrible.
I can't deal with two deaths in one season. That's yeah. too much.
I love Petra, too. It's like, I don't care how evil you are, girl.
I love you.
I love her personality.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we have to wait, like, the whole summer.
I know. God. Not the whole summer. The whole rest of the year until January.
Oh, it's not going to start till January?
Wait. Or when does it normally start?
In the fall.
October?
In the fall.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
school,
yeah, you're right.
When school season begins again.
Yeah. School starts. School's out for the summer. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well.
No.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to feel right now.
I know. I don't know.
How about this? This season finale podcast is about to end the way that the podcast or the show did.
And cut. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're going. You know what I'm saying?
That's about it. Bye.
Okay. Well, let's
bye. See you next week.
Let's have a. Let's get into predictions then.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I just really have to say, this is not a prediction, I'm sorry, but I just love the show. It's so funny and well written, and I think mm-hmm. this episode really showed how great, like, of an actor, of actors that they are.
Because
like,
how they got us tripping.
It was so good. I'm so sad that I'm not going to be able to watch them every Monday night.
Right.
But yeah, with that said,
I'm with you on that.
I think Tyler's definitely going to be sticking around probably for the whole of next season. I think he's contracted.
That's crazy. Congratulations to you, Tyler. You got a great spot on television.
I think, I don't know. You know, could Anushka kill Petra? I'm not sure, but I think what's going to happen is Raph's going to realize that, yeah, he wants Jane, and now he's going to be trying to get back Jane, but now Jane's going to be enamored with Adam, and I'm actually really interested to see how this baby of Roe and Darcy's is gonna play a part. Are they gonna skip, a couple years again, or is this gonna pick back up right away? Like,
it's gonna be good.
You know what I mean? What y'all think?
Negrita, go ahead.
I was all not one of us.
Not one of us. Negra, where's she at?
Sorry, yes, I'm here. I had a lapse for a second. My bad. Getting ready to hit the airport at 4 in the morning, and it's 1 in the morning here.
Nice. Wait, someone said...
No, but what's your prediction?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, go ahead.
My predictions are these. I think that Chuck isn't going nowhere. I believe he's still going to come back in season 3. I'm actually curious to see what Petra's going to do when Raph loses his side of the shares and the money. Mm-hmm. So I think prestige and money has been part of who Petra is for so long that right. will she even love Raph without it? Mm-hmm. I think Chuck. That's what's going to show who's really for him. So I'm predicting that kind of thing coming out as well. And then even Raph ultimately fighting for Jane once he sees her loving someone that's not Michael, because ultimately I think Raph was okay losing to Michael because Michael was worth the loss.
Yes, sir.
He knows their love was real.
Yeah.
But this guy, well said. Who the hell is this
That's
guy?
Right.
If it's not me or Michael, nobody else can have you kind of thing.
Thank is what you.
I,
mean.
I like that. Yes.
I like that.
I think
that Raph is going to need Petra more than ever now, though, because mm-hmm. of
their sister's
Larissa's situation. Yeah. And I think what would be horrible if she was actually shot and ends up in the hospital and he's going to be, like, fighting for her help.
Yeah.
So
Mema,
that's my prediction.
That I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. Mema something, I can't see it, but it says Luisa's not a... Is not pretty much she's saying that she's not able to like be
do
without,
anything without Rose.
Yeah, I agree. I think that now it's gonna get to the point where Lisa's like, okay, as soon as Rose gets out, I'm done. Yeah. I'm with her forever. I'm never
right.
My brother betrayed me.
I guess I don't have a family. You know, yeah. So that's kind of crazy. I don't know what my predictions are, but I mean, yes, I think that I'm hoping that she'll get close to Adam. Mm-hmm. That she'll be able to have her third sexual experience, even though I'd rather it be with Raph. Mm-hmm. However, maybe she'll just be perfect for Raph when she gets all the practice.
Hi.
So she gonna hold him down later.
Wait, I just I can't read it from here. It's like LS5 something 1 said that Jane the Virgin's gonna be on Fridays next season. I just double checked that. They're right. Fridays at 9. Guys,
that's kind of crazy.
Maybe we can film. Maybe we can film on Mondays, though.
We might have to
because Friday
I'm booked.
I'm working.
I'm working, y'all. I'll be working on the weekends. Monday.
My prediction is we will still see you on Mondays.
Yep. I'll call that. In. I'll be like, hold on, let me go check table 542. Like, I come back.
Serve is life.
We'll still be watching it together because I like crying with you, ladies.
Me too.
I don't like crying alone at home.
Okay, well, I guess that's what our predictions are. Let's be hopeful for Jane and Raph. We'll be nice to
Will be nice
Mr.
to
Mr. Tyler Team to Adam.
Adam, because I'm sure y'all will pop up somewhere along the way.
All y'all youngins, because it's like Tyler Posey. We don't know him.
I'm still stuck on Michael.
I know.
It'll be like season 7. It should be like, remember Michael?
No, that'll be like that for every time. They'll always do flashbacks and we'll be like, I don't know if I can do this.
Every time. Thank you for tuning in, everybody.
Yeah, seriously, ladies. Starting with Franceli, mi niña, ¿cómo, en dónde te puede encontrar? She's, you can't hear. She's saying, mira, yo soy la negra que tiene tumbao. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, it's been amazing, guys. Thank you so much for joining me into the family of Jane the Virgin for season 3. I love you guys. Make sure to hang out with me at all things at Selly Hangout.
Excellent.
Thank you for calling and joining us. I'm Natalie Tavidian. You can find me everywhere at Natalie Tavidian.
You can find me on Twitter and
Instagram. Cue the music, Steven. Oh, sorry. I was just saying, because he stopped it, but go ahead. Play the music. Go ahead.
Well, first, I want to say thanks for everyone hanging out with us in the live chat, especially the handful of you who are always with us every week.
Billie Jean.
Like Billie Jean. And let us know in the YouTube actual comments, not in the chat right now, but the actual comments when it's posted later, what you guys think your predictions will be for next season. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA.
Oh, live chat, so sweet. Thanks, y'all. Yes, like the girls said, thank you so much for watching with us and talking with us every week. We love ya. Continue to tweet us and make sure to leave your comments and do all that good stuff. Tell your friends about our show. And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie, and here for the next season.
Woo!
Deuces. Bye! Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.